T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
From KCBS Radio, I'm Matt Pittman, and this is Bay Current for Thursday, August 11th.
So we're on the road right now, making our way over to People's Park. We're driving through Berkeley.
It's always nostalgic for me to make a trip through Berkeley, and I do it every day, so it's cool with me, man. Yeah.
Cruising through Berkeley on a marvelous summer day with my colleague Jim Taylor. And Jim gives off big Berkeley vibes, like his long white hair, bushy white beard. Jim wears the tag Big Berkeley Vibes like a badge of honor. And it makes sense. Jim's born and raised in the East Bay. Much of his time as a youngster was spent in Berkeley. So when I wanted to go see what's up after the recent events at People's Park, I had to bring Jim with me.
Knowing that this is your old stomping grounds, you know the history of People's Park about as well as anybody in our newsroom for sure. So that's why I wanted to bring you along. But what a history it is. I mean, my gosh, we're talking the better part of 50 years. There's been some iteration of the People's Park as we know it. Tell me a little bit about the history of People's Park.
It's the first place I smelled tear gas. I was in high school in the late 60s and early 70s, and in the late 60s there were demonstrations, violent sometimes demonstrations, in the streets right near here where we are right now. As we're driving up Ashby, we'll go up Telegraph, and Telegraph Avenue was where there was confrontation in the streets. And until bad things happened, it just seemed like it was playing out as an event in Berkeley should. The people said, no, this is our park. The university wanted to build stuff there. That story hasn't changed in all these years, has it? Except that more people are living there now. People weren't really living there at the time. It was just a people's park for which people were willing to demonstrate and face off against the police.
So throughout all of the kind of, you maybe would call it like the glory era of Berkeley and the Berkeley vibe, right?
Yeah. From the days of free speech movement, which started on the Berkeley campus, right up through confrontations with the Berkeley police over People's Park. And the day that Governor Ronald Reagan met with the regents on the university campus, tear gas was in the air. And from that time on, things got very serious. An individual, a protester, got killed. And from that time on, if it was a fun sort of carefree event before then, it was not after. And it seems like that was a turning point for a lot of Berkeley and a lot of
when was
the whole
that
vibe.
Roughly
that was like very early 70s, 69-70, right in then when the flower power thing started fading.
Oh, yeah.
It really the feel good part of that changed a little bit, and it changed at Kent State, it changed here in Berkeley.
Once again, the people are fighting over the park, fighting against the University of California system, which owns the park, and started construction over a mixed-use student housing development late last month. On July 29th, crews moved in, running off dozens of unhoused, many who have called the park home for years, with the bulldozers and land-moving equipment that toppled trees, leaving tree trunks and mounds of branches of wood chippings piled about. As Jim and I pulled up, it was a breathtaking sight. How much had been cleared in such short time.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah, well, here we are, People's Park. Look at all the trees that are knocked
down. Wow, they have really cleared out so much. Oh,
and
I did not So you see the clips on Instagram on... I'm just going to jet over here and park right here.
Wow, they have really knocked a lot of trees down.
Holy smokes, there's basically... Let's do it. One, two, three... There's basically three main trees standing right now.
It's sure no longer a community of tents. There were dozens of them here last time I was here, and now there are just a few, a handful.
I mean, this is pretty jarring, isn't it?
Yeah, very different, very different.
We got out for a closer look. A
lot of trees, big lumber down in and wood chips everywhere. We're looking right now at about 4 foot high of just branches and debris strewn around. This was a place where people lived for I don't know, years, I guess. As recently as just a couple of months ago, this park was full. It was a living, breathing community, and now it is not that.
It is pile after pile of wood chips, shredded trees, and very few people, right? I mean, very few people.
Yeah, I would say, I don't know, more than 100 people were living here not that long ago. And now, as you say, maybe a dozen tents. I don't think that many. It's not the living, breathing community it was, that's for sure.
On this morning, the crowd was sparse. Just one night before, it was buzzing with people. During a standoff between protesters and Berkeley police and UC System police, people tore down fences installed after a judge issued a halt in construction to further examine environmental impact studies. A victory for now, not only for the residents of the park, but for those who like People's Park just the way it is, or the way it was and still can be, so long as construction doesn't resume. A win for those who get what People's Park is all about, what it represents, what it says about Berkeley, and what it would mean to remain People's Park. People like Charles Gary, a Berkeley resident who lives next to the park. He raised a family in Berkeley and has watched over the park and its people for decades.
Well, I mean, what stands up in my mind is that it's lasted for 53 years, and that's in spite of UC Berkeley. UC Berkeley has treated this park, in particular the last 25 years, with nothing more than benign neglect. For example, if you look at the grass...
There's no grass anymore.
If you go two blocks to Willard, the grass is so green it will hurt your eyes. And here, you know, they stopped watering. You know, everything that they've done here has not been to support the community or the park.
Imagine, it's got to be pretty sad to around here and see that there's nothing here.
It breaks our heart. But again, this was a parking lot when it started. That end of the park, for example, most of the trees that they cut down 2 days ago, they weren't there when it was a parking lot. They were planted. That's why most of them were, you know, 40, 50 years old. This end of the park had some older trees. They cut this beautiful palm the other day. I mean, it just didn't make sense.
A lot fewer people living here now.
Right.
Where did they go, do you know?
The smartest thing the university did was to hire a social worker. Ari Newlight. That was one of the best investments UC Berkeley has made. And they hired Ari, and Ari worked closely to get people mostly into the Roadway Inn on the south end of University Avenue. And some, you know, some folks drifted to other camps, and some folks actually even got into housing.
Lisa Teague is a fixture here, but if you show up and ask for Lisa Teague, you'll get some funny looks. Just ask for Miss Lisa. Years ago, she was unhoused, and at People's Park, she not only found a place to stay and to sleep, she found a community of people. People who cared for her, watched out for her, took care of her, all with dignity. Years later, she doesn't live at the park, but she still considers this her home and these her people.
Came to rely on the community a lot and became very connected to it after I moved in. So, I'll be here too. I mean, if they vacate that environmental impact report, We will start. We're already looking for trees. You know, we will start rebuilding this park and making it a beautiful place again. You know, they came in and they scattered all these wood chips, and some of these logs were just dropped off by the university. They're not all just dead trees, right? They slaughtered everything down there along that side. But in the beginning of July, they started dropping off eucalyptus logs to discourage people from coming back and camping. They're like, we gotta keep the homeless people out of the park. And somehow these piles of wood chips and eucalyptus logs were gonna do that. It was not particularly effective. Most people were already gone at the roadway and other places. Many of them are on housing lists, as Charles said.
Yeah. So a lot of the you know, giant piles of the wood chippings and these big logs that are like right over here, those weren't trees that were cut down here.
No, the sections of eucalyptus were brought here by the university.
Basically to take up space.
Yeah, just to clutter up the place so that people wouldn't pitch tents.
Well, the place sure is a lot less hospitable and desirable as some place to live right now, isn't it?
We've got tents up here. I mean, those are primarily park defenders at this point.
How many people are living here right now? A dozen or so?
These are people who've just come since yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Since everything happened.
And they're here to defend the park.
Yeah, they're here to defend the park.
Oh.
We're here to defend the park.
This isn't Lisa's first go-around with officials in the UC system when it comes to fighting to hold on to People's Park. Nor is it Stark Mike's. Stark Mike is another fixture around here. Stark Mike is an OG of People's Park.
It started with free speech, and the free speech just came down the avenue and landed here in the park, and it's been here ever since. Yeah. And that's why they got the stage up there.
How long have you been part of this community?
Well, in 1972, I helped take the fence down.
Uh-huh.
I've been here since.
Then again in 2022.
Yeah.
I enjoy talking with folks who, you know, have a great perspective on history. That's a hell of a perspective on history.
Well, yeah. How you doing, kid?
As Lisa and Stark Mike and I were talking, a woman who'd been asleep a few yards away woke up, screaming. She was clearly in a state of distress.
She's got special needs, and she's resisted being moved.
They gave me a $100 gift card for trying to get rid of her.
Who did?
The construction company. They were trying to make her. Nobody can make that girl move.
She's a resident here. She battles mental illness. And all the events of the past few days and weeks, construction crews tearing down trees, relocating her to stage heavy equipment, well, it's all been just about too much. But she's still here, and that's because of the People's Park community. As she wailed, confused and disoriented, a man who Lisa told me spends his day in the park basically as a community monitor. He picks up trash and cigarette butts. He's there every day. Lisa called him park security. Anyway, this man lights a cigarette, walks up to the distressed, screaming woman, and hands it to her. After only a couple drags, she's calmed down. She lays back down and goes back to sleep. People looking after people. People in need, caring for people in need. That's what I saw firsthand. That's what Stark Mike and Lisa told me People's Park has always been about.
So we're just trying to make sure she has what she needs. And
it has to be just incredibly stressful and,
it's incredibly traumatic.
It
really is really traumatic for her.
Yeah, she's got food, but she doesn't have the peace and quiet that she wants and craves.
Yeah.
We can get her clean clothes and try to make sure she stays hydrated, but.
Yeah, that's all I can do.
Yeah.
What's next in the storied history of People's Park? Well, the judge's stay is in effect until October. Several appeals on the planned development work their way through the court system. As for Charles, the longtime neighbor and People's Park community supporter and activist.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to be here no matter what goes on. I mean, this is my community. I served Food Not Bombs here for years. Some of the things that you look around and see that are still left, I was part of the group that built them.
So you'll be here tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Next year?
Yeah.
Always.
I mean, this is my home. My, you know, my wife and daughter and I, my daughter grew up here. She's so upset she can't even come. You know, she went from being, you know, 5 years old to 20 years old.
And for this place, rooted in resistance, I asked Jim, my colleague, if this might be the end of People's Park, or if it's just the next chapter in its history, a history that lives up to its name.
Do you think this is an inflection point in the history of, you know, this very storied part of the Bay Area, or could we just be watching the next chapter in the many stories of resistance over the place?
I think we may be seeing both of those things.
Okay.
I think that when I talk to people in Berkeley, the oldsters, the guys who are the, you know, the OGs who were the first ones out there, you know, doing the demonstrating, and they're still around, they're still here, they tell me that it's in their blood, it's in the DNA of Berkeley,
yeah.
And that's the deal. There will always be people's power struggle here in Berkeley. It's where it happens.
Thanks for listening to Bay Current. We'd love to be part of your routine. You could subscribe to us on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, just about anywhere you listen. That's it for today's Bay Current. I'm Matt Pittman, and we'll chat with you again tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.